Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you. And we would love to have you join us from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And then, of course, from 2 to 3. And we've got another great show for you today. We're going to be talking with Lisa Carey. And she does such a great job with so many different venues. Today, we're going to be talking about the Ventura Harvest Festival. That, as soon as I hear the Harvest so that you know it's like fall is on its way.
Okay, but we have to give a disclaimer for the Ventura Harvest Festival. It's not your mom's craft fair. I mean, this is a completely different category of Harvest Festival. People have to apply to get in. You can really find some things that you will not see anywhere else.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, we have tickets. I do want to remind everyone also to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the place. We are involved in so many things. I can't wait to even tell you, and I would love to make sure that you get one of our newsletters in your hand. All you have to do is call up or go on our Facebook and say, I want a newsletter. I was just meeting with somebody. I'm like, oh, I want a newsletter, so you just go on there. But not only that, is give us a call. If you have a venue or an event or a business that you want to spread the word and really just get some great people. Our listeners are amazing. I know that because I talk to all of them. I try to
and
call
we
them
see
back.
Them.
And, yeah,
we
and
love
it,
that.
It's so much fun. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Yes, we have some very, very nice giveaways, especially when it comes to our restaurants. Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, along with Famous Dave's Barbecue and Lazy Dog Cafe, a $25 gift card for each one of those. You could win that. We also have Pete's Breakfast House, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Veggie Grill, and Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. And a big favorite, how about a free kids' meal at The Habit? I just ate there last weekend.
I have to tell you, the kids' meals are like good enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
that
it's
way,
like a lot
servings.
Of food. It's
and then
really
I substitute them for, instead of the french fries, the green beans.
Green beans, because they're so good.
Have you ever had their green beans, Tom?
Oh, it's like they're fried green beans. It's like having a healthy french fry.
Oh, my God.
They're
it's
delicious.
You have to do it.
The word substitute next to french fry is impossible.
Oh, God,
French fry. No, stop.
Are you a french fry or an onion ring person?
You know, a french fry and only one onion ring, so I steal it from my kid.
Okay.
Oh, really? No, yeah. I could pass on the french fries. I love onion rings.
So do I.
I love
onion
rings.
You like the surprise inside, right?
We have to have a talk after the show.
Okay.
But that's all right. It's a big planet.
I know.
And they can all live
together. There's enough for everyone.
The
right?
Habit is great. Let's go to the Rubicon Theater Company presentation of Copenhagen. That is happening through the 27th of this month. We also have the big show, The Beach Boys, at the TOCAP, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, September 25th. Menopause the Musical, and this is the Survivor Tour, happening at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. Let's carry on to Mission Oaks Cafe. Just had a great chat with them last hour. It's their big beer pairing. It's the dinner at 7 o'clock on September 30th, Ventura Harvest Festival. This is a great fest. There's something for everyone. It's the way you knock out a lot of Christmas shopping, and you can do that in early October, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And how about this one, October 4th, CSU Channel Islands at the campus, the 12th Annual Alumni and Friends Dodger Day at 12:10. The game doesn't happen at the campus, but that's where the party starts. Dodger Day versus the Padres sounds like fun.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Tom. All right. And again, Lisa Carey's going to join us. Ventura Harvest Festival. It's all beginning right now, and we can't wait to talk about that. Also, Terry Adams from Menopause, the musical. It's a survival tour. And also joining us is Tanya Garcia, and that's CSU Channel Island Dodger Day. We are a part of all that. And with that, I'm just going to throw some big stuff out there. We got so many giveaways. I can't just do it every 15 minutes.
We do. We have some great
things. I know. I'm
going to
start off with a family pack, or actually two pairs of, how about that? Two pairs of Ventura Harvest Festival at Seaside Park. That is going to be October 2nd through the 4th. We're going to do that. I've got a pair of tickets October 4th for the annual Alumni and Friends Dodger Day. That's at 12:10 on October 4th. We've got that. And how about a pair of tickets? We'll do another foursome. How about that for the Menopause, the musical? That's the Survivor Tour. We've got that all happening. Write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, that's happening all right here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to do a little shout out right now. We've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We've just partnered up with them, and we've got our first one coming up in Thousand Oaks. That's over at the Civic Arts Plaza. That date is September 26th. Registration is at 7:30, that's where all the fun begins. And also in Ventura, the same thing, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Get a group of women, get a family together, get whoever you can, and come out to Ventura Harbor Cove, and that's October 10th. We will be there, and that the registration starts over there at 7:30. I'd love to get a team together and really just conquer this. With that, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim.
Jennifer. And I'm Jennifer.
And Tom. And our first guest and friend is Lisa Carey. She does such a great job. Lisa, are you there?
I am. I've been listening and loving it.
So,
thank you. Lots of fun coming up.
Lots of fun. And, of course, one of my favorite things is the Ventura Harvest Festival over at Seaside Park. And tell us a little bit about what's going to happen this year.
Well, you know, I think what makes this festival unique, and it's amazing, it's our 26th annual celebration in Ventura. That's a lot.
That's a lot of festivals.
it's kind of a tradition, and so we keep everything really unique with fall decorative ornaments, photography, clothing, really unique works that you just couldn't imagine all come together. And I think what's wonderful about it is, as you mentioned, it's a juried showcase. So what that means is artists have to demonstrate, and they have to show the event organizers that they really do make it by hand. They have to show their workspace. They have to give them up-to-date information. And it's very scrutinized so that the quality is really upper crust. And what's great about it, through the years I've been working with them, is you see the artists really come up with new, fresh ideas each year. So they're trying to stay on top of trends and think of fun new ways to recycle or do something in a unique way. And there's kind of this between the artists as well to really something that captures the patrons' attention. So it really makes for a high quality, wonderful event.
Wow, that sounds great. And now you guys do a lot of contests out there too, don't you?
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that's a unique part about the festival is interactive. So we have a drawing for what we call Harvey Bucks each day, where you get free shopping dollars. And the Ventura County Wine Trail has donated a gift basket, so that's fabulous. You can also sign up to win an Apple phone.
Wow, very cool.
And then, of course, the engaging things, too. There's a pumpkin patch that's great for kids, and an arts and crafts area that with Macaroni Kids, and Lowe's Home Improvement is going to be out there with some hands-on make-and-take things that you can build and then take home. And we have strolling performers and then live entertainment, too.
Who is your favorite vendor that will be there? They're the most interesting, not your favorite, but the most unique or most interesting vendor that we should definitely keep our eye out for when we're there.
Well, you know, I love that you asked that question because I've been dying to tell you. It's my favorite. His name is Chris West with West Originals of Ventura, a nice homegrown boy. And he calls it upcycling. He takes cowboy boots, and you wouldn't imagine there's a use for these, but it becomes an artful object. But it makes wine caddies out of them. And then he takes saddles and different Western wear and recycles buckles and buttons, and even uses shell casings of bullets. He puts it all in a way that's just outlandishly fun and creative and really unique.
That's
terrific.
I love it.
Really cool stuff.
Question, food.
I was just going to say, what food items?
We've been talking about food. We're always talking about food. But, you know, I love all the stuff out there. One time, and I don't know if he'll be there again, but it was a chef, and he made the most amazing pasta and, you know, spaghetti sauce and stuff. And, oh, my God, it was I had to buy, like, 8 of them. And I'm hoping that he's going to be back there. But what kind of food are we going to find out there?
Well, you know what's great about that is that I don't want to call it grazing, but it's not. But you visit with the vendors that have specialty foods, and they offer little tastes. So you can't. It's not really grazing, but you know you can sample different things, and I think that's
like my favorite thing to
do.
Okay,
sampling is not. That doesn't even really count for food.
Yeah.
Well, it's great because. You know, there's a pumpkin, these recipes for this pumpkin cake, and there's different sauces and dips, and the Brito chocolate makes these outlandish, huge candy apples that are all themed for fall and even Halloween, and her booth is packed the whole time, and I cannot go work this event without bringing home a candied apple.
I'm going to have to get one of those. Really good for your teeth, right?
I have the directive from my kids. Yeah. It can last a month in the refrigerator if you don't.
Where do our listeners, if they don't win tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show, in fact, I'm going to throw another couple pairs out there right now. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I know that they can get $2 off admission, right, if they do something nice?
Yes. I'm glad that you're helping spread the word because a food share is going to be out there with their big collection truck. Mm-hmm. And if anybody brings a non-perishable that is not expired, you know, or canned goods to donate to Food Share, which will be right there, they'll get $2 off admission.
And it's a win-win.
Last year we had over 4,000 pounds that we collected.
I love that.
Terrific.
We come in, we benefit the community, and we give people something to entertain throughout the day and have a great experience.
That's awesome. All right, if anybody's just waking up or tuning in with us, one, we are here from 6 to 8, and we're talking with Lisa Carey. She puts an amazing Ventura Harvest Festival on. If you haven't ever been before, I'm telling you, you're going to want to go check it out, and that is over at Seaside Park. It's October 2nd through the 4th. What time does it open?
Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And tickets are good for the whole weekend.
So you could just keep coming back and shopping.
Back and forth.
I should have gotten that.
I love that. I've learned, actually, you know when you see something and you go, I'm not going to get it, just get it. Just get it, because when you go back,
exactly,
it's not going to be there, I'm telling you. So, anyway.
Because you're kicking yourself and you're thinking, seeing it. I should have done it.
Exactly. So, Lisa, I'm so glad that we are a part of this again this year. And, you know, thank you. You always do such a great job. Again, Venture Harvest Festival. How do they find it? Where can they go to find it?
Yes, they can go to harvestfestival.com.
There you go.
And there's also an 800 number they can call if they want info. It's 800-346-1212.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
You
Let's
got
enjoy the chance. Thank you so much. We'll see you out there.
You got it.
Thank
All
you.
Right. We are going to move into our next interview, and of course, we want to give away some tickets. We've been talking about this on September 26th, Menopause, the musical, the Survivor Tour, Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside, California, and of course, 3 p.m., 8 p.m., and I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. I've seen them before. It's all about the Susan G. Komen to launch the Menopause, the musical. And let's welcome our next guest, Terry Adams. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about the show, what we're going to find, and the Menopause musical, The Survivor Tour.
Yes, Menopause the Musical. It's a story about four very different women who meet as strangers in a Bloomingdale's in New York City, and they quickly become friends because they've discovered that they have one thing in common. And
hot flashes, right? I love it. I've seen it before, and oh my God, I can't tell you. I so recommend this. It's almost like, it's funny, I think I took my husband with me, which was kind of funny, but I think he got it. He's like, oh, that's what you're trying to go through, you know. But I see a lot of women and moms and daughters, and it's just, it's so fun, and they make it so fun just the way they kind of bring comedy to our life.
Okay, so I have not seen it. So make fun of the different stages of menopause, the things that happen to you?
Absolutely. It's 90 minutes singing and dancing about hot flashes and weight gain and
it's hilarious. Just all the, you know, it's hilarious.
And, and so it just kind of makes a taboo subject, you know, that was once taboo, okay to talk about and laugh about. And like you were saying about the men, you know, we're seeing more and more men in our audiences because I think, you know, by word of mouth, the show has been going, you know, for 15 years. It's so popular and women go see it with their girlfriends and then they think, oh, you know, I need to drag out the old husband to this one so maybe he can learn a few things.
Yeah.
We have men coming up to us after the show often and, you know, saying, hey, you know, this should be a prerequisite for every man.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I really think so. It's interesting because obviously I always call it manopause, okay?
Right.
But is it the same for women that do it all over?
I'm sorry?
Is it the same for women that do it everywhere?
You mean the cast?
Yes.
The same cast? No.
That's interesting.
No, there's a pool of actresses who are in the company, and so we've all worked, you know.
So any woman that has menopause is open to
audition.
I don't know about that.
Okay, yeah. I know. I'm kidding.
This group that's together now, you know, we're on the breast cancer survivor tour called the Survivor Tour, and we're partnering with Susan G. Komen, which is something we're very proud of.
Which is such a great thing. We actually sponsored that last year. And,
oh, that's terrific.
And we're also sponsoring Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. So
it all goes
in hand in hand. I always say many hands make little work. And I just think we all need to do our job and to really put whatever we can to make a difference. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's a portion of the proceeds from each ticket sale that go right back to benefit Susan G. Komen. So we're really proud and honored to be a part of that. And, you know, all of the women in the cast are breast cancer survivors. You know, we're all breast cancer survivors ourselves. So it's something very personal to us. Mm. And we're really excited about this.
Wow.
How long have you been with the show?
I have been with the show since 2006.
So you've been doing this for a while. Okay, that's terrific.
And can you, do you mind sharing a little bit about your own survival story?
Sure. Mine was a little bit rough. I was diagnosed at the age of 40, and I had a bilateral mastectomy, and I had just gotten married 7 months earlier. You know, so I was a newlywed, and then I get this diagnosis, and I had 12. I've had 12 surgeries over the last 5 years. It's been a long uphill battle, but that's what's so special about this show is, you know,
it's near and dear to your heart.
It's near and dear to my heart. It brings a nice message. You know, we try to empower women, you know, make them realize that, you know, menopause doesn't stop you from doing anything. And now, you know, with this added element of the breast cancer survival, you know, it gives that message tenfold. So we're really excited to share it with women everywhere.
And let me ask you a question. You know, obviously you went through this as a newlywed. Is it, you know, it's so hard for men to really understand what to do, how to be there for you. What would you tell anybody that was going through this? You know, is it, you don't want to feel alone, and yet so many people don't know how to ask, what can I do?
Yeah, what would you tell the people who are friends of somebody or the spouse of somebody going through a struggle with breast cancer?
I'll tell you what, that's a great question.
Thank you.
I will say that it's a really, you know, it's a life-changing thing, and some people don't, handle illness as well as other people do. You know, it makes them uncomfortable to approach you, to talk to you. I mean, and I'm talking about people, you know, who I've been friends with maybe for 20, 25 years. And it's not that they're not a good friend. It just, you know, it's funny how something life-changing like that, like an illness, some people just can't handle it. So I mean, my husband was fantastic.
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't want to ask you, but I wanted to ask you, you know.
That's a huge thing to have on your plate as a newlywed.
As a newlywed,
absolutely. I mean, you know.
You picked a winner.
He's a winner, and he just, through thick and thin, and, you know, he saw me at my worst, you know, with, you know, when I'm had body parts, you know, missing, and,
aww,
you know, he was just really wonderful. And I think to answer your question, what would I tell somebody is just to, you know, you don't always have to feel like you need to fix things. Mm. Sometimes, we just need you to listen, you know.
There you go.
Just be a good listener.
You know, the one thing that I've always heard is, you know, it's almost like, would you want me to do that? Just do it. Right? Just do it.
Don't ask.
Don't ask. Just do it. Show up with
That's
a meal.
Right.
Leave it on the porch.
Absolutely.
Show up.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ask what you need, because
they're bound to say, oh, no, we're
fine.
Fine.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But,
so,
yeah, those meal, I had a lot of friends who organized. And anymore, there's all kinds of sites, websites you can go to that will kind of track, you know, keep a part of...
Bring a meal. I can't think of what it's called, but our school uses
either,
that. Bring a meal or something like that.
Oh, what a great idea. Uh-huh.
It is terrific.
And you can see what the person before you brought, what the person after you bring.
So
amazing.
They're not repeating meals and everything.
All right, I'll have to find that
really
and share that. Again, we're talking with Terry Adams. We're talking about Menopause, the musical, and, of course, it's the Survivor tour, and the admission tickets to 9/26 show. And, of course, it's a little further for us, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a nice trip out there.
Definitely worth the
drive. I know, out to Riverside. I know lots of people out there, so I can't wait to share this with everybody.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's two shows, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m.
That's right.
And it's all benefiting the Susan Komen. I talked with her sister on our show last year. And just what a story. Somebody who never gave up, never forgot about her sister's wishes. And
She kept a promise to her sister.
She kept a promise. I mean, that just says it right there. I mean, it's just...
I mean, that's, I think, the one of the important things to remember when someone is diagnosed with breast cancer, because it's such a female disease, and you think, gosh, you know, this is what my body was made to do, and now it's making me sick. But there's so many people that are doing so many things to find a cure for breast cancer.
Absolutely.
There you go. And I love that your ticket will help go towards this. Terry, where do we find, if they don't win tickets on our show, where can they find information?
You can go to menopausethemusical.com, and you can click on the Survivor Tour, and that's going to show you not only about Riverside, but where we're going all over, and you can get ticket information there. I believe our performances in Riverside are at the Fox Performing Center.
Yeah.
So if you're out there in Riverside, you know, I would check out the Fox Performing Center.
Great.
For information about tickets. So.
Well, there you go. Terry,
yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story on our show. And we wish you and everybody, anybody that's going through this right now, it's a struggle, but I always say many hands make little work. We all got to stick together.
That's true.
And, you know, again, I'm so glad to be a part of this whole movement. And if you're on Facebook, like our show, find out more about how we can all help together. Terry,
I would love that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, lady.
You got it. And good luck on your journey.
Thanks
all right.
So much.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tanya Garcia just walked in. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
How are you, ladies?
Very good. We've been telling everybody about Dodger Day.
So exciting.
This is a great family event. I really love this.
Oh, I know. And not only that, it just starts as you get into the van and start the drive down there. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. We've got tickets for you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call in right now if you'd like to go to Dodgers. And, of course, that Dodger Day is October 4th, and that's CSU Channel Islands. It's their 12th annual Alumni and Friends Dodger Day. It's a big deal. And, of course, it starts at 12:10, right? Everybody has to be there. The bus leaves, right?
Well, the game time is 12:10. We are super excited.
Okay.
Dodgers versus the Padres.
Nice.
So even if you're not a Dodgers fan, but you're a San Diego fan, we'll let you come along.
Okay.
But it's a great event. We leave the campus promptly around
9:30. Oh, 9:30. Okay.
So we ask you to come early, get checked in. We can get you all settled. Free transportation.
Nice.
That's really nice. But also, there was one of the Dodger players left to go to the Padres. Pool, it starts with a P, like Puglia or something
Tom probably knows.
Padre now, so you can see him, which I know a lot of people love him. He has a big following.
There you go. Either way. All right. You want to do a quick shout-out?
Yes, I want to do a quick shout-out for Thermal Imaging of SoCal. You know, earlier in our show, our first show, we were talking about bloating and gas, and we just spoke to...
Nice. Thanks.
I know, right? Yeah. Somebody from one of the actors from Menopause the Musical, and we heard about her struggle with breast cancer. You know, Thermal Imaging of SoCal can really help you discover what is going on with your body. Of course, it is set up to also look for the early signs of breast cancer, but way before you get to that, it can really help you with what's going on with your body, the gas, the bloating, any sort of dental problems you might have. So definitely look them up and give them a call. You can talk to MJ over at Thermal Imaging of SoCal to find out what's making your body not tick just the way it should. And her number is 310-463-2318, or check out their website at TIOFSC.com.
There you go. All right. MJ's great. And she's so knowledgeable.
She'll really help you out. And it starts with those small things.
There you go.
She can help you with that.
All right. I do want to remind everybody that today and this weekend is the Mission Park Beer Festival. And of course, it starts all the Craft Beer Haven. It starts Heaven. Haven.
But it
sounds
is a
like
haven because there's so many beers.
Heaven, yeah. Anyways, starts today at 12:30 to 5. And unless you won some VIP tickets, it starts at 11:30. But let me tell you, it's going to be so much fun over there. And, of course, we've given out lots of tickets. And congratulations to all of our winners out there. We're going to be out there. Also, tomorrow, Sunday, September 20th, 11 to 6, and that's the California Blues and Brews Festival. And take your kids out there. That's going to be fun. Children 12 and under are free. And it's going to be so much fun. But you need to definitely bring your chairs and blankets and just making it afternoon. afternoon. It'll be so much fun. All right. With that, I do want to say one more thing. We are going to be out at Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And the first one is September 26th. That is in Thousand Oaks. Registration starts at 7:30. Get your team together. Get out there. We're going to be there. We want you to be a part of it. And then, of course, in Ventura, October 10th over at the Harbor Cove. We're going to be out there, too. And again, get your team. Let's do this. Let's fight this all together. And anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tanya Garcia, and we're going to be talking about the 12th Annual Alumni and Friends Dodger Day. With that, call in right now. We've got a pair of tickets for you. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're in the 805. And, of course, we're talking about The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. We're talking about Dodger Day over here and CSU Channel Islands 12th Annual. I can't believe it's already been 12. Gosh.
Oh, trust me. You know, the university started 15 years ago.
Doing this.
And we started this event 12 years ago. Really, it started with 30 tickets. We said, you know what, we got a few free tickets from Dodger Stadium. Let's get a group together. We went out. We had such a blast. So we had a great time. Figured, let's do this every year. And then it
I know
blossomed.
Last year you told me, you're like, Kim, we did so good. We're double. I'm like, oh, God, okay, up the ante, right? Mm-hmm. So what are you expecting now this year?
We have already sold most of our tickets. So if you want tickets, this is the place to get them. But we will expect about 1,000 attendees this year.
Oh, my
wow,
gosh. Isn't
that
amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. And, of course, so what are the prices for the ticket if they don't win here?
Tickets are on sale for $40 a piece, and that is what we call the reserve MVP section. They are great seats. They're above home plate. They're about three sections up, so you get to see the entire game.
Nice.
We did have all you can eat, and we did have loge, which are field level, but we are sold out of those two sections.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Okay, cool. Well, all right. So now everything went fast, huh?
Oh,
but
yes.
The $40 tickets, the reserve MVP, that's a great price point to take your family because they're still great tickets, but it's not too expensive.
Right.
And I'm really glad you pointed that out because one of the reasons that we do this event is because a lot of our students are first in their family to go to college, A lot of them are there on financial aid. And so it's really important for us when we do events to consider them and their families and have the means for them to be able to attend. So we get great group discounts on tickets so we can pass that along to them. And then we provide the free transportation, which makes it very easy for a family to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. All right.
And the convenience of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is great.
Yeah. So, okay, we talked about the Padres are playing against them, right? Okay. And we talked about how much the tickets are. Is there going to be a cutoff? Like they have to get them ASAP?
Well, pretty much it's first come, first serve on those tickets.
Okay.
So if you don't win them today,
they may not be there tomorrow.
That's one of those things like don't wait,
exactly.
Right? Let me give out our number again, 805-419-0008. Talk to us about providing transportation to the game.
Well, you know, we're lucky that we have a great partner in Roadrunner Shuttle, and they've really helped us do this event for a few years. So we have 16 buses that we line up at the Cal State University Channel Islands campus, and we just have you come there. You can hop on the bus, and we make it really easy. We make it fun. We try to do some engaging things on the bus, some giveaways. There's lots of...
Is Sheriff Jeff Dean going to be on the bus with us?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
I might have to go.
There
we go.
So he'll be throwing out the first pitch?
Absolutely.
His son, even. That's
terrific.
Very cool.
I love that.
And we're so happy to have him. You know, our local law enforcement sometimes doesn't get a lot of positive recognition. So this is an opportunity for us to do that for them and really thank them for being some of our good partners with
the university. He was on our show when he was running. And, you know, it's funny. I totally like him. I like him.
I tell
like
by
his
the
family.
Look on your face.
Well,
yes,
you know,
fun.
He's a friend. He's a personal friend, too. And so I just, you know, when we were having that whole beginning of, like, who to vote for, you know, I don't really say that. But I could tell, you know, you have to think about, you know, I've got four kids out there,
think
right?
Think about where you are in your life. That's what voting's all about.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, again, okay, so who's going to be the celebrity? Well, that's a celebrity pitcher. Tell us a little bit about Channel Islands.
Well, Channel Islands, I think most of our local folks know a little bit about us, but oftentimes they don't know the details. We are a four-year public university right here in your backyard. We have 11,000 alumni, 87% of whom stay local to our area. So we're feeding the local economy, which is very exciting. I can go to any kind of community event, and I'm running into our alums and their vice presidents, their teachers, their nurses. They're living and breathing in our Ventura County community. So
that's amazing.
Very exciting. But we offer a variety of programs from the sciences to English, to master's in business administration, education programs. We have some really stellar faculty and some strong programs that have proven some successful alumni. So in a nutshell, that's us.
Now, for students that are looking to attend college next year, you have on-campus living available to people coming from out of state and from far away?
We do. We do have a couple of facilities on campus for student housing, but I will tell you this. Our need for housing is greater than what we have, so we have lots of plans to grow that in the future. Of course, that all requires resources and funding, and that's where events like Dodger Day and some of these other activities are so important, because they help us build awareness and they help us raise money to do additional projects like that. So you can come have fun, but ultimately you're also doing a good thing for students in your area.
And I love that. Another win-win. That's really all we talk about here on
Absolutely.
Our show is things that, you know, you have fun and yet your money goes towards a great deal. We're going to take it. Yes, Tom?
Right, can we work into a King's Day?
Oh,
I remember you,
I know, last year. That's
I
right.
love the Dodgers. The Dodgers are great, but we need Kings hockey because Cal State Channel Islands does have a club team.
Yes,
right.
We do.
Oh,
I'm actually the staff advisor for that team because I love hockey as well.
We're still working on the big rink that'll have Channel.
I know.
Cal State Channel. It's a dome.
There you go. I like it.
You find us a donor and we'll build
it. That's what we're looking for.
There you go. Let's put it out there. I really believe in
we
that.
Can make
Let's
this
put
happen.
It out there. So anyways, you know, we're going to find out a little bit more about some upcoming events and stuff like that. Let's give out a course. Right now we're giving away a pair of tickets and of course that this is the 12th annual Alumni Friends of Dodger Day. and that's October 4th. Have to be there at 9:30 or the bus will leave without you. And again, of course, Roadrunner, right? And they do a great job. So let's give out that. And how about Rubicon? We haven't given any Rubicon. Rubicon Theater is one of our great partners. Copenhagen is going to be there until the 27th. I've got a couple pairs of tickets. Call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'm going to also throw in, we just had Laura from Mission Oaks Cafe, and they've got their beer pairing dinner. And it's September 30th at 7 p.m. I'd love to get somebody out there. I'll be there.
Kim,
it's going to
be
so
there.
Fun.
That sounds delicious.
I know. I love it. So, again, call us right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and then, of course, from 2 to 3. And I forgot a little of our motivational this morning. Try a little harder to be a little better. And, you know, it's all about really putting your best foot forward. And I heard something the other day. It was like, you know, how many bads do you have to have before you know, nobody's perfect. What was it that the guest said? Remember, it was perfect. It was,
how many bags can you?
Well, you can't be good before you just got to keep getting better.
Oh, well, I know what you're trying to say. I can't think of the exact words, but it's like a nun or someone who's declared like not a holy person, but Mother Teresa. Before they were that, they were a regular person that made mistakes.
Yeah, you just have to keep
going
and doing your best. With that, I also want to remind everybody, I'm so excited about our recovery show this afternoon. And of course, that's from 2 to 3. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of Melody Beatty. Oh my God, I'm telling you, she is like the queen
Amazing.
Of codependency, and she's been on her show several times. People always ask, like, are you kidding me? You got her on because she's kind of like, all she does is write. Do you know her, who I'm talking about?
I do.
Oh,
I know
my God. Yeah, her books are amazing. And we're going to be talking with her. Also, we're going to be talking with Michelle Rosenthal, and her book is Heal Your PTSD, a big deal.
Oh,
a
wow.
big deal. So, with Melody Beatty, we're going to be talking about managing the business of our life. And it's interesting. I kind of just chatted with her a little bit, just kind of finding out, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes we all think that we have to be a part of everything we're doing, and you don't. It's almost like the resolution. How do you just stay with, like, you know, I don't actually have to be a part of that.
I think you know you're an adult or you're a mature person when you can hear what other people are doing and say, oh, wow, great. I'm so glad you had fun. I actually needed to stay home tonight.
Thank you. Refreshing. Refreshing. Yeah. Or if somebody else is having their bad day, do you have to be involved in it? Does it have to be about you? No, it's, you know what? It's like, God, I feel really bad for you. And you're still a really great person. And I know you're going to get over this.
Uh-huh.
But you don't have to enter into their sadness.
Or think it's about
you.
Yes. Or you've done something. It's just, they're
and even in a relationship, uh-huh. That's really hard. Sometimes my husband will be like, I had the worst day. And I'm like, I had a really good day. But I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about it? You know, you don't have to get into uh-huh. that. And so it's really... it's really important. That's what we're going to be talking about, really keeping on to who you are and what you
choices,
do.
It's about choices.
So is it wrong?
Not
because
taking
you keep
it
that
personally.
To yourself. I'm having a really great day.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Tanya Garcia. We're talking about CSU Channel Islands 12th annual Alumni and Friends Dodger Day. And I'm so mad that the all you can eat, because now I'm like totally craving a Dodger dog. Right?
You want to have to buy more than two of them.
Gosh. Now I'm going to have to do what you do, half and half.
I have to plan earlier for
next
year.
I know, there you go. Gosh, I know. It's like we're going to have to get that number higher, right?
We just
keep hitting our goals. Anyways, Tanya, so glad you're here. Can you tell us a little bit also what's going on with any upcoming events over at CSU?
Absolutely. Well, one thing I definitely want to mention, you probably have all heard that our president has announced his retirement.
I did,
so
yes.
We absolutely adore him. He's done such wonderful things for our students and the campus. So this is a year to celebrate and to appreciate all the hard work that he has done and how far this campus has come. And so we invite all of you to be ready for a season of celebration. And we'll keep you posted of all our events that will be coming in the spring.
Do you know who's going to take his place already?
We do not know. It takes quite some time to go through the process, and it really comes out of our chancellor's office in Long Beach. So they manage the process. So it'll be a year long.
And how long has the current president been there for?
He's on 15 years.
Yeah.
He's done and how long has it been open?
Well, about 15 years.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Probably hard for him, a hard decision for him to make as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He's actually received a special honor from United Way this week. And it's going to be a fun season, so I encourage all of you to
participate. Is he retiring or is he?
Retiring, yes.
Wow,
yes.
What a nice way to leave a legend of who you were and what you've done. That's
absolutely
great. Total footstep in our community.
Right. But also I want to mention tonight, speaking of the president, we are having the president's concert and dinner. This is a big fundraiser for the campus, and it'll be at the Ojai Libby Bowl. We are, I believe, sold out for that
event.
Yes,
we gave tickets away, too. Yes, our lucky winners out there.
Exactly, so we're very excited
and
about
that's
that.
With Chris Bode. Yes, okay.
A wonderful trumpeter, a jazz musician that's very well known. So
and
I'm
he's very young.
Oh, yes.
That's the biggest thing. He's so young.
Yes, but talented, my goodness. And so that'll be a fun event tonight, and
that's
that will
nice.
Raise lots of much-needed money for student scholarships and other high-priority needs.
That's great. Great. Great stuff out there.
Great stuff
you know,
going
I was
on.
Just out there at the local that they had there. What a just a great facility. You know, you can come in either way. And, I love being out there. It's kind of like
beautiful.
Being in the country, and yet it's a great school.
Uh-huh. One of the joys of Ventura County.
Yeah.
We have a lot of diversity here.
Exactly, and you're so close to the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to go to college, especially if you're not from the ocean.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, Tanya, tell everybody a little bit about what you personally do.
Well, I am actually going on my 14th year at the university, and I am the alumni director. What I love about being the alumni director is it's my responsibility to stay in touch with our students after graduation. And so really it's about finding out what they're doing, where they're working, how well they're faring out there.
So you get the success, find out, right?
Exactly.
It's
so
amazing,
what is it and how is it working?
Well, you know, we graduate students that have a very global perspective in their life, a multicultural understanding. They're very interdisciplinary, and they also have a high component of civic engagement. And so what we wanted to see here, now that we've had a few years behind us of graduates, is do they carry that into the real world after graduation? And I will tell you first thing, yes.
We have an alum. That's what you found, yeah.
Yeah, I met with an alum here recently who has a company. He gives 25% of his profits to social business interests. So he helps people start businesses. And to be able to have that sort of social interest is just amazing to me. And I'm very proud of all of them.
What are all the subjects? I know that you have a lot of psychology. What else are they?
A lot of the sciences are very strong. We have an amazing dual degree program that pairs an MBA with a biotech master's.
Oh, wow. That's...
And those students do extremely well. We have a phenomenal art program, which takes a lot of the more technical aspects of graphic design, video gaming, media arts. So people that can put together a video for Kim Pagano or,
wow.
you know, can do some very interesting things that are very marketable in a real world career setting. On top of that, we have a phenomenal biology program, our undergraduate business and biology. You know, we're very active in the English majors. We do a lot of certificate programs that do really well and help a lot of people. So, you know, we have quite a bit to offer. I know we're well over 20 different majors now, and we have a lot of grad programs that people don't realize.
Wow, I love it.
Such an untapped resource, I feel like. You know, you really find out everything that's going on out there.
Oh, yes. I could talk your ear off about things. But.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We are talking with Tanya Garcia, and we're talking about the Friends of Dodger Day. And, of course, it's their 12th annual alumni. And, of course, we've got a pair of tickets for you out there, and that is October 4th. Be there at 9:30, and we'd love to give those out. Also, we haven't given out any of our restaurants, but we've got Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, which I love.
Love Rubio's.
Yep, and of course we've got Veggie Grill. And also, how about Pete's Breakfast House? We actually had lunch there the other day.
We did. It
was
really good.
There you go. I was like, I wanted the pancakes, but it was lunchtime.
The potatoes were delicious.
They were. Anyways, we've got to give us certificates. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of our team members will get back with you. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
His kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella, talking baseball.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8. And of course, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And
hashtag all your pictures so we can follow you on Instagram. You can see ours. And also, don't forget to go to the podcast on your phone and look up the Kim Pagano Show, and you can go back and listen to any of the shows you might have missed.
There you go. Also, I do want to remind everybody that we have a newsletter that goes out that everything's in. And do you get our newsletters, of course?
I love your newsletters.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we tell a little bit about all of our guests and you know who's coming, and if you want to like get their book or you want to be at their event, we download all that stuff. I'm telling you, it's something that we've done. Jamie, hats off, you know, she does an amazing job.
She does. And we blog.
Yeah.
So and you can learn a little bit about us
there
and
you
what
go.
We're thinking.
Yeah. And again, there's just so many great events out there. Tanya, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this again.
Thank you.
Again, I just want to get everybody out there and how much fun we're going to keep growing it. Right?
Yes.
And again, what a great school to just really, you know, it's right here in our town.
Thank you so much for having us. And, you know, I really, really love this event. It's a fun way to do good stuff, and I appreciate the support.
There you go. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody from 2 to 3, we have our Recover Show. We're going to have a great show.
Great guest today.
I know. And, of course, we want you to be there. That's just recovery from anything that you're waking up to in life. And we always know someone that we can help, and that's what that's about. Of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Challenges are what makes life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Call in right now. We got more giveaways. 419-0008. 419-0008. We've got surprises. Call in right now.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.